packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Kitwe District Administration are ready to combat four armyworms. Lusaka women are aged early antenatal care for expectant mothers. And in Africa news, Algeria apologizes after player mocks a Congolese superfan dressed as Pan-African hero. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Kitwe District Commissioner Once More Ngonomo has confirmed that the district is fully equipped with chemicals to tackle four armyworms, despite no infestations being recorded in local farmland. He has assured that farmers are well protected against any potential outbreaks. Mr. Ngonomo has also expressed optimism about the season, highlighting favorable rains, strong farmer engagement, and growing youth participation in agriculture factors.
To the extent that someone can get worried. You know, four armyworms is a government program. It is government that procures chemicals. If we had a case like that, I know that my district agriculture coordinating officer, DACO, would have told me about it. So far, we don't have a report of any four armyworms. But should we have? We have the chemicals to deal with the situation. With these rains, the way we are going, I see another bumper. So I'm very happy with Zambia, because bumper harvest means we have food in the country. To look at our farmers and these agro shops, they are, you find agro shops full. And I looked in one agro shop, there were young people there. I stopped to talk to them. What they're doing is, well, DC, I'm a farmer. What type of farmer are you? But I'm doing chickens.
Some women from various parts of Lusaka have aged pregnant women to start attending antenatal care as soon as they discover they're expecting. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Kumbon Radio News, they have said that early visits to healthcare facilities can help prevent complications during delivery and ensure the well-being of both mother and baby. The women also praised their healthcare personnel, describing them as very helpful to expectant mothers. Youths in Kapirimponshi have pledged a note to usher in duty bearers who offer only lip service, calling instead for leaders who deliver tangible results. Abel Banda, a community representative, decried the slow pace of development in Central Ward, highlighting neglected roads and washed away bridges. In an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Banda says the area has been overlooked and urged their fellow youths to carefully scrutinize their candidates to ensure a genuine representation. The youths insist that Central Ward residents should benefit equitably from national resources not just rural areas.
But you have not seen any effort from these people. So Kapiri Centro, I think we are behind. Look, Sena Mureenda from Mr. Mutta, so we are in big trouble. So what I'm emphasizing is that these people, Kapiri Centro, Nangubake Seshana, local, and that's what we can put Seshana. I think that chance is not there for them.
Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe has expressed her happiness over the ongoing construction of a new labor office in the district. Mr. Kapungwe explained that the district has been operating from an old and unsuitable building, which has negatively affected operations. He said the new labor office will provide a conducive working environment for officers and enhance our service delivery to members of the public.
You can appreciate that here in Mukushi, this is one of the oldest districts in the country, and the labor office was squatting into a very old building, and that really impeded much on their progress to save the labor force within Mukushi. We have a lot of farmers, we have a lot of companies emerging, and so labor office every day receives complaints, and they need to work very hard to making sure that they give service to the people. Now, this infrastructure is coming, like director said, with the modern setting, which will help the labor officers to work professionally and render service to the people. So this is one of the projects Mr. President is desiring to modernize our country.
Meanwhile, Mukushi Town Council Director of Engineering, Akabiwa Liwomba, revealed that the project is currently at about 20% and is expected to be completed by March 2026.
The letter office, the new structure that is being constructed under central government. So in terms of the scope of work, actually we are doing the office block actually for the labor office, which is coming with actually modern fittings, which is actually the ceiling board, tiling, and the actually all other fittings like painting and everything. So in terms of the overall progress, the project actually is at about 20%. So the contract sum for this project is about 2.4 million. So the contractor is Shefor Enterprises Limited. So in terms of the expected completion period.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi valola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.
MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene talandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg katapa, 120. 50 kg kalembula, 120. 50 kg impwa, 250. 50 kg rumanda, 100 kwacha. 50 kg chihuahua, 150. 50 kg ondwe, 150. 50 kg delele, 700. 50 kg repu, 300. 50 kg Chinese, 200. 50 kg nshawa za freshi, 900. 50 kg big mango,